Spread Film Radio at the Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Spread Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th edition of Torino Film Festival. I'm in company of Jason Reitman, who's here to present as the opening film, The Front Runner. So welcome, Jason. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, my first question is, what's the chance of analyzing a particular change in the history of politics in the USA, but in general, that made you want to do this film?
Well, this came to me first as a Radiolab episode. Radiolab is a podcast in the U.S. that I'm absolutely obsessed with, and they did a story about Gary Hart, and that really was my introduction to the story. I didn't know it before then. I was 10 years old when this happened, and when I heard it, I just couldn't believe that there was this moment in our recent history when the presumed next president wound up in his alleyway in the middle of the night with these journalists, and nobody knew what to do because no one had ever been there before. And in looking deeper into this story, I found all this connective tissue with all the things that we're talking about today, whether we're talking about gender politics, or where a public life meets a private life, or what the relationship is between a candidate and a journalist. It seemed to speak to all these different things that we're talking about now through the prism of 1987.
Here's a question that I wasn't thinking about, but now that you're talking.
Yeah.
How difficult was it to tackle every sub-theme, like sub-argument discussion in the same film?
Well, this was the thrill of writing and directing this movie. I co-wrote it with Matt Bai, who's a New York Times Magazine and Yahoo News journalist, and Jay Carson, who was the press secretary for Hillary Clinton, and Howard Dean, and Tom Daschle was a senator, is that we had all this experience from two people who had been on the battlefield and who understood what it was like to work at a newspaper and at a campaign. So for me, I was just an eager person at the table listening to their stories, and as we found ways to make them part of the movie. We wanted everyone to be a real, full-fledged, three-dimensional human being. We wanted the audience to have the opportunity to watch the movie from the point of view of any one of these characters. You can watch the movie from Gary Hart's point of view, or his wife, or Donna Rice, or their family, or anyone on the campaign, or a variety of journalists. And each one represents a slightly different point of view on what this scandal means.
So that's the reason why you chose a different point of view, not to focus on Gary Hart, even having Hugh Jackman, that is incredible.
Yeah, I know.
To portray this character that is very particular.
It's hard not to focus on Hugh Jackman when Hugh Jackman is there. But what we wanted to do was almost use Hugh Jackman as almost not a prop, but this opportunity to look at from the outside. So the movie very much sits on the shoulders of everybody else, and it's interesting to see who each audience member aligns themselves with.
There's a big question arising, is it right to judge a politician by his private life?
Right.
And but I have to say that was a bit, I was wondering about it because, if you think, for example, let's talk about Trump.
Yeah.
His personal life could really affect our judgment towards his politics.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know the person or if you think you know the person, you could think that he wouldn't behave very good in politics. But what's your, in Gary Hart's case, it would be the opposite.
I mean, look, when you talk about Trump, we're talking about someone who is so indecent as a human being that you can't help but judge him through his behavior. But his behavior is unimaginable. And you can't look at his behavior and not judge the way that he sees women, which is very important. So I think Trump is a very difficult case. He makes it almost impossible to discuss. I know, since I've arrived here, people bring up Berlusconi in the kind of in the same discussion. There's so many behavior problems that how do you not talk about this as who they are as a human being? What I like about Gary Hart as a litmus test is that Gary Hart was a brilliant, big-ideaed, prescient, charismatic candidate who also made a very human mistake, a human mistake that happens in many marriages. And so the question becomes, when is this being politicized? When is this becoming an entertaining story rather than something that actually reveals something about his character and who he is and his presidentiality? Particularly right now in 2018, when everything has become so confusing because our president in the U.S., who I personally disagree with his politics. Some people agree, some people don't. I don't like his politics. But beyond that, how can you approve his behavior as a human being in any possible way?
Since you've dealt a lot with, we always chosen women protagonists in your films, often. And in this film, you also tackle the problem, discrimination problem, inequality towards women. Mm-hmm. So have you ever thought of getting deeper into that other question, the way that women were treated before and the discrimination, inequality, even
certainly
in Gary Hart's?
Yeah, you cannot tell the story of Gary Hart without talking about women. I mean, the Gary Hart story is a story about women. Whether we're talking about Donna Rice, you know, who has been portrayed more as an object than a human being and who has not been shown empathy, or Lee Hart, Gary Hart's wife. And there's kind of a tendency in scandals to portray the wife of the man going through the scandal as just someone shrill, someone weak. And Lee Hart is the opposite of that, you know, as portrayed by Vera Farmiga. She is strong, she is fierce, she is nuanced. But also, what is it like to be the only woman at a newspaper and be forced to speak for your entire gender? What is it like to be the only woman on a political campaign and be tasked with taking care of the young girl in the scandal because you're a woman and that's the only reason? And how does that help, you know, how does that change the way that you see your job and your trajectory and your life moving forward? Yeah. So these are things that have always interested me. I also happen to work with a brilliant producer named Helen Estabrook. I've worked with her since Up in the Air. And she and I have been in a conversation about gender since we met.
Thank you so much, Jason. Good luck with your film, The Frontrunner, here at the Berlin Film Festival. And in general, I hope to see you again.
Yeah, me too. Best of luck with the rest of the festival. Enjoy the films. I wish I could stay longer. This is a gorgeous city with an amazing cinema museum. And nothing would make me happier than just to stay here, visit the museums, and watch movies all day.
Thank you to Jason Reitman. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Torino Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.